I'm going to ask you to pass in word the programs that have the stewardship on the front of them and the pencils. I don't want you to fill them out yet, but I'm going to be talking about them, make reference to them during this homily, for we are celebrating Stewardship Weekend this weekend. So at the end of the homily, I'll ask you to fill these out, but at this time, I just ask if you would each have one of these in your hands. There's a principle that's been discovered in economics called the Pareto principle. And then it was found that this principle applies in many areas of life. It's also called the 80-20 rule. So for example, if naturally you take seeds, natural seeds, you throw them into a garden, 80% of your fruits will come from 20% of your seeds. Or in business, often 80% of your revenues will come from just 20% of your clients. Or let's say you have cable TV. 80% of what you watch is going to come from 20% of the channels. It's a strange principle that applies in so many areas of our life. And often it applies in volunteer organizations. 80% of the work done is done by 20% of the people. So a number of years back, Matthew Kelly, the Catholic author, decided that he would do a study of Catholic parishes to find out if indeed the Pareto principle applies. Is 80% of the things being done in the Catholic Church being done by just 20% of the people? He was shocked to find that no, in fact, the Pareto principle does not apply. He said it came out that 7% of Catholics are doing 80% of the work. He said 7% of Catholics give 80% of the volunteer hours. 7% of Catholics give 80% of the financial support to the church. And so he called these dynamic Catholics. And he said, let's think about it for a moment. The Catholic Church throughout the world clothes more people than any other organization, feeds more people than any other organization, puts roofs over people's heads than any others, visits more prisoners, takes care of more people in hospitals, teaches more people than any other organization in the world. And he said, this is being done with 7% of the church. How world transforming would it be if we doubled that number, tripled that number? Think about the effects. If 7% of the people in the church are doing this kind of work in the world, what it could be. And so he even developed an institute called the Dynamic Catholic Institute to study what are the characteristics of this 7%, these dynamic Catholics. And he came down with four specific areas: prayer, study, generosity, and evangelization. And so I want you to be thinking about that as I go through these. You know, which one, Lord, are you calling me to go deeper in? Or which two? Where do I need more work on to become fully that dynamic Catholic I know I'm called to be? And so looking at prayer, he said, now it's not that the other 93% aren't praying. He said what was specific about the 7% is that their prayer was structured, that it was regular, and it was normally in the same place each day. So some examples: daily Mass, praying the rosary, reading the scriptures in a certain place in your house each day. But this idea that it's a habit, that it's structured, that it occurs daily. If we look at the list on the spiritual section of the stewardship list that's in the middle, we'd see a couple beneath there, leading the rosary, Eucharistic adoration. But again, prayer at home is important, developing a prayer life. It doesn't have to be a lot. But just, am I structuring my prayer? Is it regular? If not, then maybe that's what the Lord's asking me to work on this year. Prayer. The second one is study. He said, on average, the dynamic Catholic, that 7%, study 14 minutes per day. That's not a big number, 14 minutes per day. He said, it might be reading a Catholic book, or it might be going to a Bible study, or it might be, you know, studying something with others, and it averages out to about 14 minutes per day. Again, if we look at the sheet under the spiritual section, we see adult study, the young adult group that does a lot of different kinds of studies. Under Christian formation, we see PSR, RCIA. There's just some areas that we can work on our study. And with our formed website, with that subscription to all kinds of Bible studies, It's easy just to grab a few friends and start your own Bible study. And there, all the resources are on that website. You can print out all the forms you need. Everything is there. Study. How are you in the study section? The third is generosity. Now, he says this isn't only financial and time, but also just a sense, a spirit of generosity. But he said what marks those 7% is that they understand tithing, that they know that in a world where we are very connected materially, where money is often something we're seeking, that it's important that we let go of that tithe. And so they're more likely to be the ones tithing to their church and to other organizations, charitable organizations. And he says what happens then is that 7% gives like double or triple of what the other 93% give, not just to the church, but to charities in general. And so that idea, am I being generous? And on this sheet, you see stewardship of treasure. That obviously is the financial aspect. But the time aspect is really everything else on this sheet. Am I giving some time to something in the church? Am I being generous? And he says what marks that 7% then is they become the generous parents, the generous colleagues, the ones who are more likely to be generous to a stranger, that it cultivates this sense within them of generosity. And then finally, evangelization. And what was interesting about this one is he said when he did the study, one of the questions was, are you an evangelist or do you do evangelization? He said, looking at the answers of those 7% of the dynamic Catholics, less than 1% said yes. So we would ask, well, why is evangelization one of the four then? It doesn't sound like any of them have that. But he said when he began interviewing them, he found out that in fact they were. He said he'd ask questions like this. You told me you read this book, a Catholic book that was very good. Where is that book now? Is that on your library bookshelf or is that near your bedside? He said they would say, no, I handed that on to Tom. He has that now. He's like, that's evangelization. That's spreading the Catholic Christian worldview. He would hear that so often. He'd ask somebody about, have they ever invited somebody to do something more in the church, join a Bible study? Yeah, that's evangelization. That's drawing people closer to the heart of Christ. And so if we want to evangelize, we could invite somebody to do any of these. If you're a lector, maybe you hear somebody who you think would be a good reader. And you say, have you ever thought about being a lector? That's drawing them closer into the church, inviting somebody to a Bible study. It doesn't mean we have to do something extraordinary. Evangelization is simply drawing people closer to the heart of the church and more into the Catholic Christian worldview. And so if we could increase by 1, 2, 3%, what change would that be? And it doesn't matter whether we consider ourselves, we think of ourselves as part of that 7% or part of the 93%. The fact is, those four characteristics we all need to keep increasing. Prayer, study, generosity, and evangelization. Because at the end of our life, we're not going to be judged on, were we the number one Buckeye fan? Or did we sell the most in our business? We're going to be judged upon, what kind of Christian were we? Were we a mediocre Christian? Or were we a dynamic Christian? We want to be dynamic Catholic Christians. And so let us pray in this Mass that the Lord will guide us of which area we need to focus on this coming year, which couple of areas. Prayer, study, generosity, and evangelization. And so we'll take a few moments now to fill these out, and if ideally one for each member of the family, so not like a couple on the same one. It just makes it easier for us to record. So if you'd put down what you're doing or what you'd like to do, and then we'll have some music playing while we fill those out. And then you can drop that off in the offertory today, or if you need more time, you can take that home and then drop it off in next week's offertory. And thank you for all that you give. You know, this is a parish full of dynamic Catholics who are giving a lot of time and of treasure and everything. But we can all go deeper. We can all go deeper in the Lord.